I'm giving them
inside together. Okay. Just want to
finish off careful that you don't get dirty from this.
We had in the Gemara two shaylas. When the son is the Rebbe and the father is a Talmud, we have a shayla that the son stand up for the father. We had a shayla that the father stand up for the son. Both shaylas at Gemara were ibaya de la ifshita, meaning that we brought rayas and we were doicha the rayas. So the chayla, there's no clear maskana from our Gemara. So how does it come out? So how does it come out? So Levi found in the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins and Hilchos Mamrim Perek Vav Halacha Dalit. Perek Vav Halacha Dalit. Ha'av Shari Talmid Benoi Ein Av Oyim Bifnei Aben Av Aben Oyim Bifnei Av Av Apishu Talmidoi. The Rambam Paskins in both directions that Kibbut Av wins. The father does not stand up for the son. The son does stand up for the father. So, where did Ram get this from? That's the shayla. Where did Ram get this from? Because the Karin Agambar, there's no maskana. So, the Mishnah says to look at this Ram. You look in the Ram by us. Yud Dalad Amid Beis. Dapirif. Yeah, Yud Dalad Amid Beis. Dapirif. Ram de Mimasko Garcino. Ran brings our Gemara, and he says the Gemara doesn't answer it. In the middle of Garcinon, first word of the line is Veloy, Veloy Ifshuto. Right in the middle of Garcinon, see Veloy Ifshuto. So Ran says Veloy Ifshuto. The Gemara does not answer the Shaila because of Rachzal. Sha'av Bishu Rabbi Chayiv Lamay B'pnei Aviv. Even though the son is the Rebbe, he has to stand up for the father. But the father does not have to stand up for the son. Like we said, the Rambam also passes that way. But where'd they get it from? Right? The Gemara is in Bayit Leib Shitta. Yeah, it's Bayit Leib Shitta. Yes, I did the pasuk in one shot in one direction, the other shot in the other direction. How do you know? Because you can't say because every bayit lifshito is the chumra or the kula. Because over here, there's a chumra and kula in both directions. The chayra. So how do you know the pasuk in this way? The nearly is of the ran. The avagad lo mishpik gemar dilan. Even though our gemar does not answer the shayla. Yafinan law, we learn it with the Garcin of Yerushalmi from the Gemara in Yerushalmi. Imo Yishav Tarpan Yodo the Tayo the Soichat Seir B'Shabbos. Tarpan's mother went to take a walk in the Chutzar on Shabbos. Baholuk Tarpan Minich Shte Yodo Tachas Bar Seisev. Tarpan put his hands under her feet. Baholisim Alechas Aleihem and she would walk in his hands and she gil the mitosa up to her bed. Pam Agas once Chodav Tarpan. Tarpan got sick. So first of all, this Yerushalmi, if you remember, Toysfus and Avlam and Alapam and Beis brought down this Yerushalmi. Toysfus and Laman Alapam and Beis, we had a Gemara Laman Alapam and Beis also with Reb Tarfon. That every time she wanted to get into bed, he would bend down and she would step on him. So over there, Toysfus brings this Yerushalmi. And our Gemara also says over there that what? It was Mishabech and the Beis Medrash. They told him, Adayin lo yigat lechatzi kibbut. Because she never threw the wallet into the ocean. So the Ran says that the Rambam got it from this Yerushalmi. What else did it say here in the Yerushalmi? Pa machas cholim tarpan, he got sick. Menichasim chancham levakarei. The chum came to visit him. But omr lehem, his father al tarpan b'ni. She told them, "Daven for my tarfin. Shunai be bekovet yoyis midah. He's mechavin yolat." Amulah, they said to her, "My avalach yoyiser." They said, "What does he do for you so much?" Matanisulhu ubdo. She told them what he does. Amr nafilu who oyiser kain alop and madan lagi lechatzin kovet shamer toyer. And he did that thousands of times, or thousands of times more than that. He still would not be in a level of kavod that the Torah wants. Ad kan yisham. Yeah, so that's the yisham the Torah has brought. I mean, the chelik of that yisham. So what do we see from here? Ubevadai de kima de rabbi ein elamidin chacham. The reason you stand up for the Rebbe is midin chacham. It would be true that the son who is the Rebbe is not chayv to stand up for the father. Kol zman shu rabbi bevadai lo yotar ben chayv lasoyis limay kach. Bevadai yotar would not be chayv to do that for his mother. How could they say to her he hasn't gotten to chetzi of the kavod that the Torah said? So what's he saying? If it would be true that the son's not chayv to stand up for his father when the son's the Rebbe, and that's because he has a din of a chacham, so Reb Tarfon was a chacham, how could they say that he hasn't gotten that what he's doing is not enough? The chayim, same thing on the other end of the coin. If the father would be chayv to stand up for the son who's his Rebbe, because she's been rabbi, she would not be mutter. It would be mutter for her to be mekabel from him, to do that. So we have a raya from Tarfin that the kibbutz avim always wins. Hilchok therefore, apagat the gemara dibam misapkalo, and even on our gemara, it's still a suffix, and our gemara we never answered the shayla. Shavkin and Svekon, we leave our Soviet with Akhtin and Pshetayu, and we take the pashtas of the Yushalmi, and that's why the Rambam passes that way. But the Mashmid and Meshum the Bailas Maisim Havas, Midamin and Stoma Adayan Lo Yigil Lechatikov and Shamatoyra. And don't say that the Tarpan's mother was different because she was a Bailas Maisim, because it's not Mashmid that there's a special din in her. Because they said to him, he hasn't gotten to half of what the Torah wants from him. It's mashma, the general din of the Torah. Not because she's a special Ba'alas Maisim. So I see from this, meaning I guess he's saying, but from the Yerushalmi, meaning the Maisim in the Ba'alas wouldn't have been enough. We have a Maisim in the Ba'alas, also Reb Tarfon did this for his mother. And when it was Mishnabech, Bis Medrash, they told him, you haven't even done half. I don't know why. What is in the Shami more than that? More than our Gemara, the Gemara we have in Laman Aleph on the days. I guess because over there it's more a matter of kavod. By us, in our Gemara is about throwing the arnik into the yam, which is already a year a dicka matter. But over there they were saying even in the kavod that he's showing her, it's not enough. What do you mean it's not enough? He's the Rebbe, she's the Talmud, Kilu. Teretz is, even when the son is the Rebbe, but the din is that Kibbut Avim to protect precedence. And the man, that's what the Rambam Baskins that way. In the case of Mishnah, the Rambam quotes this run. He brings this run. Ah! Gevaldik! The Kesef Mishnah quotes this Ran, and then he asks the kasha that we just asked. Correct the Kesef Mishnah. Mitamani, the Gemara did not nami ma'isi dum yudahu of the Yerushalmi of Tarfon. Our Gemara in Laman Alvan Bey says the same thing. Claims that was by him as the Masalik Leporia. When she wanted to go into the bed, Gochin, he would get down, Soka then, she would climb on his back. The Afilot Nibailu, and even so, our Gemara has a Shiloh. If this type of maisa only took place in the Yerushalmi, I can understand. Agamar didn't have this maisa, so Agamar has a suffix. The Rambam is positive like the Yerushalmi because Yerushalmi does have this maisa. Gevaldik. But Agamar, Laman Alpha Beis, has a very, very similar maisa. And Agamar on Laman Gimel, Amad Beis, is still mesopic. So, you see Agamar held, but that's not a raya. So he says, "Ah, the word on Sabbath, the word of the Lo Mechra, the Efsher, should time alay my the came in the Bisham and Leibaylu, Mashma the Nifshin Pshita Lahu Beagi Uvda." He says, "Ena Chinami," but since the Bisham never asked the Shaila, It was mashmal to the Rambam that the Yerushalmi was poshut because of this mitzvah that happened. The Avagav the Gemara don't learn mashmal in the Mifshah Mirubdo. Even though our Gemara obviously held that this mitzvah was not enough to answer the Shaila, because our Gemara had this mitzvah too, and yet it did not use it to answer the Shaila. And Echinami, L'shavak b'shutu to the Dham, which was fake at the market don. The Rambam did not want to leave the Pashas of the Yerushalmi because of the Sufik of the Babli. Oh, so he's talking about what bothered us. Okay, good. I was trying to say a chilek. That, what? Oh, it's okay. Okay. That's the pshat according to the Ran. That's the pshat according to the Ran. The Rosh. Look at the Rosh for a minute. The Rosh takes a different maskana out of this Gemara. Should have given you this in my mekaymus, but whatever. We're doing it together. It's okay. The Rosh takes a different maskana out of this Gemara. In Nun Zayin, Simon Nun Zayin in the Rosh. It's on page Ches of mine. I don't know if it's the same page numbers yet. It's like the Rosh, he brings the Bai Lahu. Right? The Gemara does not answer. That also the Gemara does not answer. So the Rosh says, "Usveka deraisu." So since it's a bai de l'ivshuta, it's a sveka deraisu. The yam zeb b'nezeb. So the din is you have to be machmir in both directions. It's a sveka deraisu, and therefore they should both stand for the other. Unbelievable. Amar Rav Rabbeinu Meir Rotenberg, Shemayim Shal Gdula. From the time he became great, Lo Hikbil Pnei Aviv Lo Rata Lo Shavav Yava Elov. Wow. I guess he was afraid of the halachi. He didn't know. See, Mamish did not see his father after that. Rabbeinu Meir Rotenberg was the Russia's Rebbe. Maram Rotenberg. Wow.
Well, you can say the other parts of that.
Is it worse? Yeah, I guess they're both holding at that kind of level. It's not worse, you know, to know who you're dealing with. Depends who you're dealing with. But the Rosh takes out from here to be machmir in both directions. So Levi pointed out, there at Vaz and the Rambam quotes this Rosh. Meaning, because the Rosh, we understand very good. The Rosh is coming with a klal. The klal is, if you buy the Lipshita, it's a Savak Daraisa, Savak Daraisa Lugomra. The problem is the Rambam, because the Rambam's taking sides. He's saying, no, the son never stands, the father never stands, and the son does stand. That was the problem. So the Ran says the Rambam means because of the Gemara and the Yerushalmi. The Rav says, the Rav brings the Rosh, and he says, Mitoich Kach Ani Oimer, Shagam Rabbeinu Lugomra. Even the Rambam only meant, because Sheena Ben Tamun Chokum. When the Ben's not a Talmud Chacham, but the Rabbi Shel Aviv, he's his father's Rebbe, he taught him a piece of Torah, I guess. But he's not a Talmud Chacham. Aba, if I had been Talmud Chacham, Shekom Echad Nuzim Bnei Chacham Basai, Gam Adav Chayv Lam Mom Miponav. He's saying, even the Rambam would agree to the Shittas HaRosh. The Rambam just meant when the son is not a Talmud Chacham Mamish. But he's Talmud Chacham Mamish, so now I have, again, the Sovet the Rice of the Rosh. We have Kibbut Av, and we also have Bnei Seva Tokum. So then, he says, the Rambam would be maskim that the father should also stand for the son. Because Yeshua ben Levi stood for his son because of the Kavod Beis HaNasi. Yeshua ben Levi stood for his son because of the Kavod Beis HaNasi. Kol Shekein Inish Da'am, like the Gemara said, Kol Shekein Inish Da'am, but Shechayev Lav, and Ibnoi, and Ikovet HaTorah. Certainly a regular person would stand for his son, and Ikovet HaTorah. And that's the red vase over there. That's the red vase over there. Without koponim, in the Parshim shot, without, you know, the Rabbaz wants to, so the Rabbi would be Maida.
Yeah.
Okay, but that, yeah.
He's taking the Rambam a bit far.
Koponim, the Rambam seems to pass in Kubla Be'im. And the Rosh passes in some of the Vaisal Chum in both directions. What? Rambam Bonberg, him and his father, we mocked them not to see each other. So should not, because they had a suffix, they had a suffix in Alokha.
So many other things.
And why they both just stand?
So many other things. Yeah. Both stand, but not to see. You know, it's like, maybe that causes silences.
Well,
again, obviously, we're talking about people that the answer is no. Ah, normal people, the answer would be yes. You're right, that we're normal. You're talking about people who held the whole cosmos at their fingertips. Some of them are Rami Rutenberg. You know what I mean? So can I get inside?
The problem is that you make
can you get inside his head? I don't think so.
Do as I say, not as I do.
No, it depends. There are certain things that are up you then. There are certain things that depend on your madriga. And if someone not in that madriga would try to do them, it would be foolish. But if you're on a certain madriga, father also.
Whoa.
Question is, why don't they just do what the Rosh said, which is, I guess
where's
he.
Where's the
suffix if the Rosh has got.
That's weird, by the way.
It's got to, it feels like it is.
You know, there's got to be some way to work that one out.
Okay, right. I don't know. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. This doesn't mean they didn't see him.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. They didn't see. It
wasn't
that they didn't see. They didn't go to each,
other
in that form that somebody would have to
like a formal way. They'd wait till they like bumped into each other at a simcha or something. Could be, it means that also. You're right.
It could be. Mean
yeah, Hikbel, it's Mashman, you know.
There were telephones in those days.
Hikbel.
That means that they couldn't ever talk to each other.
No.
Which means he didn't want his father to come to him.
And he didn't want it, right.
And he wasn't. Hikbel.
Right. He needs to maybe go to their formal or into his yeshiva.
Right, maybe. Right. Yeah, it could be right.
It's more sense. Get together.